Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
You're welcome back. As promised, we've got two very special guests with us on Weekend Breakfast this morning. We have PJ and Kevin. How are you guys?
Hey. All good here.
So the podcast, am I right in saying that it's just over 4 years old now?
I think officially 5 years. Actually, I think we just celebrated our fifth birthday. No, we didn't do anything to celebrate. PJ didn't even get me a cake.
Why would I get you a cake for our birthday?
Well, because it was my idea to start the podcast initially, so I think really I'm the one who should be graced with a gift.
Yeah. He was on a podcast in Cork and he goes, oh, this is a good idea. Let me take the idea.
Yeah, that's what happened. Basically, I was home in Cork and one of my friends had started the podcast and I had a load of fun doing it with her. And then I was like, me and PJ could do that. And we were living together already and we wanted to do something creatively together. So I came back to London. And I was like, babe, I've got an idea. We're starting a podcast. Here we are 5 years later. It's kind of grown arms and legs and tails and horns. So
it really has. Yeah. But I think like there's something that when I knew I was going to talk to you guys, I wanted to say is like, I hope you can reflect sometimes and stand back and go, that is a crowded market. Everybody seems to have one and yours has done really, really well. And it's really a challenge to get one that does that well. Like you should be really proud of yourselves.
Oh, nice one. Yeah, me and Kevin always do this thing where we're like, so we do have to remind ourselves sometimes to be like, oh, can we just stop for a second and like, be like, oh, that was amazing, you know, and be like grateful and like, be like, oh, that was class. And I do think as well, there wasn't as many podcasts happening when we started, like, so we were a bit lucky there as well. You know what I mean?
We got in at a good time.
But you know what I think is another thing I was thinking of, because I have listened to a lot. I mean, you have like over, is it like 115, 16, 20 episodes? Like, and I've listened to a lot, but like, I'm like, oh my God, would I have someone in my life that I could sit down and just press record and talk and actually have it that entertaining? I worry I don't. Like, so it is like, you know, PJ, it is all down to the fact that you guys have that rapport and you're able to get that out to other people's ears.
Yeah, me and Kevin both know that like what we have together is like a really special connection. I don't know, is it a response to being like gay when we were younger or like an Irish thing? But like when we go into a room, we feel like the mood of the room, it's probably something we need to look at in therapy, but like the mood of the room is kind of our responsibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if we went into a room like and there was a party going on and the vibes were like kind of gammy, like me and Kevin would be like, okay, it's our performers are here and like we have to like do it. So like I think
we're like hired help.
Actually, I don't know if you know, I'm sure you do, Mairead Ronan and Jenny Kelly, they have the exact same thing where like I'm like, they're just talking about wearing slippers before they make the Christmas dinner, why is this interesting? And it is interesting. And you guys are, you have that same kind of vibe whereby you can talk about everyday things, Kevin, and you make it so unbelievably entertaining.
Thanks so much. We both find each other entertaining, you know, but The thing, since PJ's moved to Dublin and now that I'm based over in London, it's so funny. There'll be things happening in our lives, right? And PJ will be the first person I'll want to tell. I want to text him straight away and be like, you'll never guess what happened. Or, oh my God, I was kissing this boy at the weekend. Whoops. But now I'm in this like mind frame where I'm like, I have to save it for the pod because I need his initial reaction.
Yeah.
You know, like if you were to look at our messages, the odd like just checking in with each other, we're not like telling each other too much. If you were to take our WhatsApps, people would be like, are they even friends? They're not really take that often at all. So because when it comes to the pod, we're like press record and we're like save all the golden stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For I'm grandma.
So the 28th is sold out. You've added the 27th. You're gonna be in Belfast and the 1st and 2nd of June. Okay, so Cork. Like is that the one that you guys expect everyone's gonna erupt?
Well, like, I just love going back to Cork because, like, it is people are mad. Like, they're mad. They're unhinged. Like, the last show we were at, like, it was mayhem, but in the best way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we come on stage and it's just, like, such a scream. And, like, as well, I don't have to watch my accent. I can talk as fast as I want. I can mumble because the girls get me. You know what I mean?
Kevin, what about your Cork accent in London? Like, I feel like you're both. And, I mean, that's because I've been living here for, like, 23 years or whatever, 4 or 5. I don't know. I feel like you're very easily understood. Do you find that you're modifying yourself in London?
When I first moved over, I was going to drama school. So I was taught how to... It was mostly just slowing down my speech. I spoke really, really quickly. I also have a slight lisp as well, which also adds to the confusion with the Cork accent. And my mom was delighted because once I graduated, she was like, oh my God, my son speaks so beautifully and eloquently and he's coming home. And I love it. I often wonder if we didn't have the Cork accents, would the podcast be as big as it is? Because like in those early days when we first started releasing episodes, everyone was like, obviously people were finding it funny, but they were like, oh my God, the Cork accent.
Yeah.
Snake is. And we were like, what? I love that it's like one of our USPs or one of our selling points.
I think it is definitely. And like, I mean, like now you listen to kids all over, like of a certain age and everyone sounds North American. So I'm just like, and like, even with my, like my daughter, everyone's like, oh, that's because of you. And I was like, no, it's not. Like, so you want
to, you know, YouTube and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about your mom. So you're both very proud of them. They're proud of you guys and they're very prominent. But one of the clips that you put up on Instagram recently, I was like, oh yeah. Like, and it just reminds me again, like in Canada, we don't have a turn of tongue or phrase that often, generally speaking. Like, we're not that creative with that. But you were talking about your mother's sayings. And I loved, Kevin, you're saying, your mom's like, I've nothing done. I love that expression. And I was like, I think I might take that up going, I've nothing done. And it's a real mom thing.
It's brilliant. And I don't think like there's even too much thought goes into it, really. It's just something that it's almost like muscle memory or like, you know, like a sigh or something my mom will say when she's a bit exasperated. I've been home quite a few times there recently. We have a new arrival in the family. I have a gorgeous baby niece, gorgeous Isabel. I was spending a lot of time with my mom or whatever when I was home. She kept saying, because, you know, it was all excitement. There's a lot of people calling to the house to see the baby. And my mom is doing, you know, this and that. She was making bottles and then she'd sit down and she'd go, I've nothing done. I'm going, look at the amount that you have done. I'm like, you have the dinner done, you have everything done. And she's like, no, but she's like, I haven't even hoovered the hall. And I'm like, you don't need to hoover the hall. Don't worry about the hall.
Oh, but, it's so funny.
I don't know. I love it.
I love it. And what was yours, PJ? Your mom was, it's tis all go.
Yeah, my mom says, tis all go. And then after that episode as well, my sister was like, my mom used to always say as well, not a child in the house washed.
She'd yes.
Go, not a child in the house washed. So like, it's always about, yeah, it's always about productivity. It's like, that's all. I'm like, God forbid, like, just have a little checklist. I was like to my mom, you're always doing bits. She was up at the weekend now and she kept going to me, like out of nowhere. Like, we'd literally be just on the way to get a coffee. She'd be like, once the painting's done now, that'll be brilliant. I was like, what? Like, once the painting is done, no, that'll be brilliant downstairs. And I was like, okay. I was like,
She's thinking ahead.
But she's going to acupuncture at the moment for arthritis. And the acupuncturist is like, you need to be more in the moment. So like, if my mom was in the thing now, and she would try and have a chat with her, and she'd be like, oh, no, I have to collect the kids. And then the acupuncturist is like stabbing her with the needle going, no, Nuala, you shut your mouth, be present. You know what I mean? So
they're right.
To be more present. Yeah.
I love that so much. So the book, I know it's been out for a little while. I'm just going to go to it quickly, though, because something I was reading about recently is that, you know, you wanted it to be a comfort, like it's a manual and it's hopeful. And it is those things. And I suppose, Kevin, when you sat down to kind of do this, that must have been something that was on your mind going, we want to bring kind of hope and help to people who maybe had similar experiences to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose one of the things myself and PJ both agree on, and starting the podcast, one of the nicest things to come of it is like the messages that we'll receive, not just from queer people, it's from people, you know, we did an episode on loneliness before, and there's a people who reached out to us, like expats who might have moved to London or, you know, further abroad, who also said that they also connect with this idea of missing home and like, you know, the struggle of trying to make friends in your 30s. And then other people have messaged us, you know, who might have a queer sibling or something, or, you know, even mothers and stuff have gotten onto us and said, oh, thanks so much. I feel like I'm better able to communicate with my child now, or I feel like I'm more aware of, like, you know, how their lives are. When we were making the book, we at the forefront of our minds was the fact that, you know, someone could pick it up and just, I don't know, just feel a bit better off by the end of it, I think.
Yeah.
And again, not even when it comes to sexuality, but when it comes to anything, that they just have a bit more confidence to give something a try or to put themselves out there. Like,
I love you guys. I think you're fantastic. Thank you so much. I want to congratulate Kevin on something in particular. You got through this interview without picking your nose.
You cannot call me out on national radio for picking my nose. I will not allow it.
Well done, Bill. I'm so proud of you.
I said to BJ, I said, we are not using that clip for the teaser. But of course, PJ puts the teasers for social together. And he was like, no, babe, I'm doing this one.
Sometimes it has to be done, though, right? Like, sometimes you just, you got to get in there.
Yeah.
Got to get it. Look, sometimes, you know, tissues are expensive these days. You know what I mean?
You're normalizing picking your nose. It's brilliant.
Let's normalize it. I'm opening up the conversation, you know?
So yeah, it's more than it needs to be had.
Oh my God, guys, thank you so much, PJ and Kevin. I'm Grandmom, and good luck with the tour. I'm going to remind people of those dates again, and thank you for joining us on the show. Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.